Kevin Duvetter, Extension Agricultural Economist at Kansas State University.
And here at AgConnect, you have shared insights and information about cash rents and crop lease programs. What is your take-home advice for growers?
Well, if I boiled it down to one single thing, I would say be very proactive in sharing information with your landowners. The world is changing, a lot of volatility out there. Make sure your landlords know what's going on, and that means telling them the good news and not just the bad news. I mean, sometimes we highlight that fertilizer prices are high, but we forget to tell them about everything else. So share information. That's the take-home message.
But there's a lot of reticence among farmers in not doing that, and you're saying that it's more beneficial to be open?
Well, yeah, because if we think about, you know, how companies get ahead in any industry, it's typically by having more information than their competition. So if you think of that as a landlord-tenant, it's like, well, why would I share information with my landowner? That'll give them an edge. But we view this as a very long-term relationship, and with long-term relationships, long-term partnerships, if we want, we need to share information. So, you know, yes, in the short run, it might hurt you, but in the long run, we think it's the right thing to do.
What about the types of contracts they should be signing? You advocate more short-term?
The reason I would advocate more shorter-term leases is because the world is so volatile today that if we lock in some kind of fixed rates long-term, one of the two parties is going to be unhappy because we aren't going to be able to predict the future. So that's why I would suggest go with a shorter-term contract, and that way we can see if it's correct and if we have to renegotiate it more often. Now, the alternative is if we do some kind of flexible rent, then we could maybe go a little longer-term. Most people don't feel comfortable with the complexity of the flexible leases, so then a shorter-term lease is what I would suggest.
Crop prices are high now, but they may not always stay that way. How does that affect?
Once again, I think if we're sharing information, I think that's not a problem because our landowners will realize why we can pay more today, and hopefully when prices come down, they'll realize why they have to take less. So sharing information, I think, will help us in those times as well.